Our county agents are always out and about looking at the crops, seeing how things are, and that's where Oliver County Extension Agent Rick Schmidt is today, out and about around the center North Dakota area. How are you doing today, Rick?
We're doing fantastic today.
And did you get much rain when that system came through this morning?
This morning we just got maybe a couple of hundred, but we got about an inch 10 over the weekend, and we're happy to not be able to go to the field for a day or so.
Everybody needs a break, and everybody, oh man, you need the water in the soil.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, this is, you know, by far from a drought buster, but how are producers' attitudes here at this point?
It's amazing how we can change in a month on the attitudes of the producers. One of the things we have coming up on Thursday is the state range judging contest for both the 4-H and FFA kids. And what we do is we go out and we look at the grasses and how the pastures are responding to the rains. And it is really nice to see some growth. It's giving us some opportunity to leave cattle out on pasture instead of looking at using our winter feed supply in September, October. Hopefully we can push that off, you know, until maybe the 1st of December or even later now. So, but yeah, the grasses have sure responded because of the recent rains.
Excellent. How long are you going to keep those kids out in the pasture?
Well, until they learn it all.
Yeah, all right.
No, we have fun. I guess my philosophy has always been if they have fun, the winning will come. And we try to get them a good exposure to what the plants are and all the characteristics and kind of, you know, show them the stages of what they look like when they're first coming up versus when they're all seeded out and dried up. So it's a lot of learning for kids, but it's very valuable for them as well.
All righty. Well, another reason that kids out in the country do real well because they're learning out in the fresh air too. So
you bet. It's a great experience for them.
Yeah. All right. Well, who's harvesting what, or was there anything left after the summer drought there around center North Dakota?
I would say that we probably put up somewhere around 15% of our small grains as a forage. What really surprised us is how well yields can be when you get 2 inches of rain during the whole growing season. Mm-hmm. And so most of the small grains are off now. I would say we're close to 90% or more of the barley, oats, wheat, peas, lentils. Most of that stuff is off. I did see one farmer that was out chopping silage already, and probably around the 15th of July looked like an absolute disaster, and it turned out to be, you know, it's not going to quite be normal, but it was sure worth going through the harvest and taking it off. The crop that really seemed to respond is soybeans. We always are told that the soybean is made in August, and when we got the August rains, it's like that plant went from, you know, barely to being on life support to actually not being a real bad crop out here. I think we're going to have relatively close to average yields on the soybeans.
That's pretty cool. Now, you're like Oliver County is, were you D3 or D4?
What? We were a D4. Yeah, we were a D4. We actually went to the 5 weeks of being at D3, and then I think we were at D4 for 1 or 2 weeks, but it was ugly out here.
Yeah, but yet the soybeans came back, huh?
The soybeans, like I said, they looked like they were just in survival mode for basically most of all of June and July, and there's maybe a gap in where the pods are at, but they just come to life, and even the corn did. It's amazing. The corn's short, but the cobs have developed well, and it seems like from a production standpoint, it's going to do a lot better than what we were maybe dreaming of, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I know corn is drought tolerant, but soybeans, that's quite the success story. Yeah.
Yes, it looks all right. I mean, we're not going to go to the bank and think about buying new tractors yet, but at least we're not going to go have to borrow money probably for the keep us going another year.
Now, if we could just get drought tolerant cows, that might take a while, though. Huh?
That's right. Okay. You know, on the cow side, the calves actually are looking really big this year, and because they grow so much better on dry grass, even though there wasn't enough dry grass there, but the calves are looking really pretty good. we're going to have to wean earlier because there's no grass left, but they did really well on the dry grass this year.
Excellent. All right. Anything else to report from out around the center North Dakota area?
Oh, everything is going quite well out here right now, and just hoping that the rains and the frost stay away a little while longer and let our crops get to maturity.
All right. We'll keep our fingers crossed for you, Rick, and thank you so much for the report, and I hope you have a good rest of the week.
Yes, you as well. Thank you.
You bet. Bye now.